Hello and welcome back to day 9 of Quantum Flow. I'm so excited. I hope you had an amazing weekend and I hope you were able to get caught up on all of the things that you wanted to get caught up on and really focus and hone in on your intentions for 2022. So today's episode is going to be all about stepping into your higher self and really acting as if you are that person, as if you've already quantum leaped, as if you already have the thing that you are working on manifesting or the goals that you're working towards. So let's get started. I am so excited to get this week started. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Today we are focusing on stepping into your highest self and start taking action and start acting as if you already have everything that you've ever wanted. Okay, the biggest thing here is going to be stop putting the things that you want on this big pedestal and start embracing them as if they've already come to you, as if they've already happened, and it's just a part of your normal daily life. Okay, so there's going to be like a series of questions we're going to go through throughout this episode. So I urge you to get a pen and paper and take some time to really think through. And then there's going to be some practices and phrases that we're going to use throughout the week, especially when we're making decisions throughout our week, whether it's just like simple decisions on like what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, what time we're going to go to bed, like all of those things. So I want you to really start to think about like, what is it that you want? Who is your highest self? Think back to, first off, the piece of action that you'll be taking, that you're taking every day this month. And then think about like the four pillar workshop that we did, where we focused on what we wanted for our career, our wealth, our relationships, our health, and our karmic energy. So think back about like the holistic version of you. Think back about like the overall grand picture of your highest self. And what I want you to do this week, every time you go to make a decision, is ask yourself if it is coming from, is this a decision your higher self would make, or is this a decision past you would make, right? So really embrace yourself and really embrace like who it is that you're wanting to be and just become them and start acting as if you're already, as if you're already there, as if you're already the six-figure income earner, the business owner, you're already the podcaster, YouTuber, influencer, marathon runner, number one selling author, whatever it is, start acting as if you are that person. Okay, so start acting like that in your everyday life. So, and this includes like, so one way to tell if you are, if it's a higher self decision or if it's a past you decision, the biggest identifier will be, is it coming from ego? Are you making this action to impress other people? Are you taking this action to like protect yourself or guard yourself? Are you taking this action or not taking this action? It can also be a thing of like not taking the action. Like let's say you are about to work out and you're like, no, you know what? I think I'm just going to watch an episode of TV instead. Like think if, is that what your higher self would do? And the other thing to think too is like whenever you ask yourself this, is this what my highest self would do? Like am I being myself or am I being my highest self right now? Do not give yourself time to like convince yourself otherwise, because sometimes we talk ourselves out of it and we're like, oh, well, yeah, of course I would buy this new thing because my highest self would. But that's not necessarily what I mean when I say that. Like just think yes or no and don't like try to convince yourself why you need something or why you don't need something. Just simply ask the question and whatever your first intuitive answer is, go with that. Okay, so don't try to be like, well, I probably do need this because if I was my highest self, I would have a Louis Vuitton bag. And it's like, well, no, but your highest self doesn't need the Louis Vuitton bag because they're already confident in who they are. They already love themselves. They don't need to impress other people. They're responsible with their money. They don't spend money that they don't have. That's just an example. So if you want to buy a Louis Vuitton bag and you've like, that is like in alignment with you, like don't think that I'm like judging if you, that's just totally just an example. But just really start to ask yourself, or not even like purchasing things wise, but like what clothes would you wear? Like, how would you dress? Would you dress a little bit bolder than you usually do? Would you dress a little bit more modestly than you usually do? Would you wear brighter colors or more neutral colors? Like, what does that person look like for you? Do they have a nighttime like skincare routine? Do they have a morning routine? What does that look like for you? Right? And then how does that person take care of themselves? Do they take care of the things that they own? Do they take care of the people around them? Do they take care of themselves every morning and every evening? Do they make time for themselves to journal and meditate and work out and exercise? Whenever you're going to grab a snack, is this like the type of snack that your highest self would eat? Or are you reaching back for like what is quick and easy and old you would take because you don't think that time expands for you and you think that you have to just grab something that's quick? I'm so sorry. I'm very tongue-tied today. Quick, cheap, and easy. So yeah, what actions would you be taking? How would you be talking, walking? How would you carry yourself? Would you be hunched over? Would your shoulders be back, standing up straight, walking with confidence, with a smile on your face and like a pep in your step? Like, how does the highest version of you go about their day? And really step into that and really just become that person. Because whenever we like think, oh, well, like I would dress bolder if I had more money, or if I, didn't have to go to work. Like if I didn't have to work in my office, like I would dress a little bit bolder, but like, I don't want judgment from my coworkers, or, you know, I would smile more, but I feel like people think that it's weird if I smile too often, or like think that something's wrong with me. Like, what is it? What areas of your life can you start to up level and be that person today? Because if you're just waiting for that person, guess what? You're still stuck in that phase of wanting and not being, right? So we want to start just acting as if we are that person. So what steps would you be taking every day to become your highest self? And the other thing to remember too is that like, even if you're like start taking baby steps in this direction, like once you've accomplished something, what's the next aligned step for you, right? Let's say like, okay, you know what? For a whole month, I've already been doing my nighttime routine. I've been doing my skincare. I've been taking really good care of my hair. I've been really great on my health. Great. What's another thing you can add? Like what's another area of your life that you can add on top of this where you can be your higher self, not just in certain aspects of your life, but all your entire life? Because whenever you start to be your highest self in every facet of your daily life, that is when you will like quantum leap and be like really just, I don't know, collapse your timeline and yeah. So really think through like, who is that person? How do they act? What do they wear? What is their daily life like? And how can you embody that person today? You know, is it taking better care of yourself? Is it taking better care of the items around you? Is it posting more on social media and showing your face? Is it creating reels because your highest self is not afraid to look goofy on camera? Like, what is it that you feel is like holding you back? And just stop letting it hold you back and just start acting as if you're already that person without judgment. And if you start to feel resistance with some things, like, so let's say, well, you know, my highest self drives like a Mercedes, but obviously I can't buy a Mercedes right now. So what do I do? How notice your feelings. Like, how would you feel walking onto a Mercedes-Benz dealership knowing you can't buy anything? Right? Does it make you feel like less than? Does it make you feel a little like cringy? Does it make you feel like a little anxious? Like, oh my gosh, I would hate to do that. Like, I don't want other people to judge me for being there. Like, I feel like other people would know that I'm like just not supposed to be there. Right? So if those feelings are coming up around some of your desires, here is how you can start to chip away at that day by day. Because this is a process. I'm not saying that like if you just answer these questions today and sleep on it, tomorrow you're going to wake up a brand new person. I mean, who knows? You might, if you're just really good at this and have done a lot of the inner work, then maybe. I'm never going to like say never, but oh, I totally got lost, you guys. I'm so sorry. But here's a small, like, take baby steps, right? So start envisioning yourself just walking around the parking lot, okay? And start to notice, like, yourself, like, talking to the dealer and, like, one of the salespeople. And start looking at the car you want. And if you start to feel the feelings of, like, oh, what? Like, oh my gosh, I, like, should not be here. They probably know that I'm, like, not here. This is all just, like, in your head, too. You don't have to actually do this. But I think that going to a dealership and actually, like, conquering that fear or getting over that and getting comfortable being around those kind of cars, being comfortable going to a dealership and not buying anything, because your highest self, like, imagine your highest self who has, like, let's say millions of dollars. They can totally buy that car. They can totally afford that car. It's not a problem. Would they care whether they bought something at that dealership or not? Maybe they don't have what you want in stock. Maybe it's not the day. Maybe you're just not going to buy it that day. Maybe you're just shopping that day. But would you feel bad about leaving without buying something if you knew you had the money? If you knew you were going to come back and buy it the next day or a week later, like, your highest self wouldn't feel bad about it. They wouldn't feel anxious about it. So start to envision yourself as that higher version of you going to that dealership, talking to a dealer, and not without being anxious or with just being neutral. And do something, like, it doesn't have to be a car. It could be a house. It could be a department store. I definitely have had that where in the past, like, I didn't want to go into department stores, or I was almost more irresponsible with my money because I didn't want people to think, because I cared about what the salesperson thought of me, not because I really wanted that item or because, like, my highest self would get that item, but because it was like an ego purchase of, like, well, like, you know, I don't want the salesperson to think that I, like, can't afford to be here, so I'm just going to buy something. Like, that is so stupid, first off. Like, the fact that I used to do that is so cringy to me. But second off, like, it just came from so much from, like, insecurity and a place of ego. So if that's you, get comfortable knowing that you have the money to buy things, that you don't have to purchase things because you don't need them to validate you, if that makes sense. So just get comfortable being with the idea of going to higher end stores, get comfortable with the idea of being your highest self. Or let's say, even if it's as simple as, like, going to a gym and you're like, gosh, the idea of going to a gym is so intimidating to me. And it can be, I totally agree. Even if you've, like, worked out for a while, the idea of going to a new gym where you don't know where things are located. You don't know if they have certain machines that you like or not. You, like, just don't know the layout, you don't know where the bathrooms are. Like, it can be really intimidating to go to any kind of new place. But just envision yourself, like, walking in there confidently, walking into the gym confidently, looking for the dumbbells and not caring what people think, and just, like, going up and grabbing them, or going to a treadmill and just hopping on with, like, no care and excited to be there. Like, really start to, you don't have, like, I do recommend going out in the 3D world and doing these things, but just to start, you can totally just do this as, like, an exercise in your mind, just kind of like a daydreaming exercise. And because whenever you envision these, you will start to feel those feelings. I'm sure you've already started to, like, think about times that have made you feel anxious, just being in a store or being at a gym or being at a department store or whatever it is, or, like, booking a appointment on Zillow or a certain hair salon. But, like, really, yeah, just really think about it, and it's okay to have those feelings. Just know that, like, it's totally valid and okay to start to feel anxious. But that's when you have to, like, step back and ask yourself, like, okay, are these feelings my highest self, or are they, like, how I would have felt, you know, in the past? Or is this how the old me would feel? I do prefer. That actually brings me to a good point that I want to mention is, like, I keep saying, like, old self, but, or past self, but what I feel like is a better term is, like, my old self. Because in terms of, like, time, it doesn't have to be, like, I feel like the word past just brings up thoughts of like, oh, years ago or months ago, I was this, when time doesn't matter. Like, as long as you start acting as if you are your new person, it doesn't matter how much time has passed in between. It's your old self. Does that make sense? Like, and I guess my point with that too is that like a certain amount of time doesn't have to pass until you become your highest self. It doesn't have to be like, oh my gosh, well, that can't happen in like a week or so. So it'll probably be months. Like, don't think like that. Like, just wake up and start embodying them as soon as freaking possible, because time is, it's not like, it's just such a, I'm like losing my train of thought. Sorry. But time is like, it's just a mental construct that we created. It's not real. Like, in the 3D world, like, I don't know, time doesn't, or not the 3D world, in the 5D space, like, time doesn't exist. Like, it's all, everything's all encompassing. So don't worry about when something's going to happen or how long it took to get somewhere in the past or how long ago something was. Make sure that you're just focusing on like who it is that you are, who the highest version of yourself is. And don't think about like, oh, well, it usually takes me like 10 months or like a few months to like lose weight. Like, start acting as if you've already lost the 15 pounds or you've already made the six figures or whatever it is. Like, start acting as if you are already that person and just fully embrace them. So that is going to be your biggest goal for this week, is write down like your intentions at the top, like write down who your highest self is, and ask yourself throughout your daily life, like with every decision that you make throughout the day, like, is this a decision based on my highest self, or is this like a past, an older version of myself? Right. So think about the questions that I want you to ask are, how would you walk and talk if you were your highest self? How would you interact with other people around you via like social media even, or just like your family and friends? How would you dress? How would you get ready in the morning? How would you take care of yourself? How would you nourish your body? How would you take care of your skin? Would you take better care of your hair? And how would you take care of your things? Like, how would you take care of, like, would you clean the space around you? Would you take care of your car? Would you take care of, you know, would you take better care of your clothing? Like, how do you treat the stuff around you? How does your highest version of yourself treat the things around you that you already have? And then what other actions would you be taking? What would you be doing on a daily basis? Like, think of moments where you've been like, oh, well, when this happens, you know, I'll start to like try to invite more friends over, or when I'm not working 9 to 5, I'll dress however the heck I want to, because I'm not afraid. If you're not doing it now, you're just not going to be able to quantum leap like you want to. You're going to still be stuck in that phase of wanting and putting things on a pedestal. What you're needing to do is you need to match the vibration of like the thing that you want to being the thing that you already have. And I don't want to get into timelines today. I might in a little bit just get into some like quantum stuff, but I want to keep this a little bit more beginner, just because I don't want to deter people from like, it is called Nonsense Seekers, so there's like a reason behind that. But yeah, so if you are interested in like quantum physics and timelines and all of the science behind that, answer in the Q&As or DM me, or just let me know if you want an episode on that. And I'm happy to get into the science or even some of the psychology behind what it is that we're talking about today as well. So that is your goal today, is just start acting as if you are already that person, so that you can start receiving those miracles and start quantum leaping, because you are the only thing holding you back from being your highest self. There's nothing else holding you back besides you. Even if you have limiting beliefs, those limiting beliefs are still coming from inside of you deeply, even if they're deeply rooted. Like, it's still coming from you, from your spirit, from your energy. So make sure that you are doing that and making sure that you are, yeah, just thinking throughout your day, like who your highest self is, how do they deal with money? How do they think things through? How do they interact with other people? And I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your week.